This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Here are your closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. May corn, 479, down 7. July corn, 484, down 6.5. September corn, 482.5, down 6. May soybeans, 1391 and 3/4, up 3.25. July soybeans, 1375 and a quarter, up 3.5. August soybeans, 1336.5, up 3.25. May wheat, 674.5, down 12.75. July wheat, 678.25, down 12. September wheat, 686.25, down 12. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. I'm Bob Reese, and this is Monday's report of the grain prices and trends prepared by the USDA and the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were mixed on Monday afternoon. Soybeans are inching upward over tight old stock supplies, and corn and wheat declined over the easing of tensions in the Ukraine. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 7 to 8 cents lower at 439 to 462. Soybean bids were 3 to 4 cents higher at 1338 to 1372. In the central part of the state, grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 6 to 7 cents lower at 445 to 470. Soybean bids were 3 to 5 cents higher at 1376 to 1392. And in the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were 1 to 3 cents lower at 460 to 495. Soybean bids were 3 to 4 cents higher at 1363 to 1398. Wheat bids were 6 to 12 cents lower at 660 to 684. Illinois soybean processors' cash soybean bids were 3 to 5 cents higher at 1392 to 1422. The basis was steady to 2 higher at option to 30 over the May. Hypro soybean meal on a truck basis was offered at 471.60 to 496.60 a ton, and that was $2.60 higher, with the basis steady at 25 to 50 over the May. Illinois corn processors' cash corn bids were mixed at 467 to 482, with the basis steady to 10 higher at 12 under to 3 over the May. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted their producer corn bids 5 cents lower at 471 to 479, with the basis 2 higher at 8 under to option the May. Soybeans were 4 to 8 cents higher at 1372 to 1383, with the basis 1 to 5 higher at 9 to 20 under the May. New crop wheat prices were 11 to 12 cents lower at 648 to 653, with the basis steady to 1 higher at 25 to 30 under the July. East St. Louis Barge Loading Terminal Elevators placed their producer corn bids 11 to 14 cents lower at $5 to 503. These elevators raised their soybean prices 2 to 3 cents with quotations of $14 to 1412. Soft wheat closed 12 to 45 cents lower at 675 to 708, and Milo ended the day 17 to 32 cents lower at 519 to 529. Now on to contract bids to producers for new crop delivery. In the northern and western part of the state, corn ranged from 447 to 457, soybeans 1122 to 1161. And in the central part of the state, corn was 442 to 460, and soybeans 1141 to 1165. Now in southern Illinois, contract bids ranged on corn from 439 to 462, soybeans 1144 to 1176, and soft wheat 634 to 661. That concludes our report. I'm Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. April live cattle, 145.02, down 22 cents. June live cattle, 137.97, up 12 cents. August live cattle, 135.42, down 5 cents. March feeder cattle, 174.75, up 15 cents. April feeder cattle, 177.97, up 75 cents. May feeder cattle, 178.80, up 50 cents. April lean hogs, 121.70, up $2.40. May lean hogs, 125.75, up $1.95. June lean hogs, 130.77, up $2.92. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with Monday the 17th afternoon livestock report. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading steady to $2 lower on the light sows, with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 68 to 74, 4 to 5 weights 72 to 79, 5 to 550 weights 76 to 80, and 550 and up 77 to 82. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading $4 higher, with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging in price from 79 up to 86. Total receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled 37,691, and in the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis were trading at 147 to 152, and on a dressed basis, 235 to 241.50. Heifers on a live basis were 149 to 152, and on a dressed basis, 239 to 241. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 216 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was 126.88, and that was 213 higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading mixed. Choice carcasses were 242.85. That was 241 higher, with select carcasses at 236.06, and that was 44 cents lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 116,000. That compared to 105,000 last week and 120,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 389,000. That compared to 408,000 last week and 428,000 a year ago. Now for the report from Hamilton's Madison County Hay Auction. They had receipts of 3,201 bales, starting with the premium quality alfalfa small squares were $5 to $6 a bale. Large squares were 62 to 75. Alfalfa orchard grass premium quality small squares 550 to 590. Alfalfa mixed grass good quality small squares 325 to 390. Large rounds were 33 to 42. And orchard grass good quality small squares 450 a bale. Mixed grass good quality small squares 280 to 380 a bale. And large rounds 36 to 45. Wheat straw good quality small squares 250 to 330 a bale. Large squares $23. And large rounds 16 to 21. That concludes our report. I'm Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. March corn delivered to Greenfield, $4.73. April corn delivered to Greenfield, $4.79. March corn delivered to Scottville, $4.64. April corn delivered to Scottville, $4.70. March beans delivered to Greenfield, $13.81. April beans delivered to Greenfield, $13.84. March beans delivered to Scottville, $13.70. April beans delivered to Scottville, $13.73. March wheat delivered to Scottville, $6.79. Once again, their pre-opening prices are corn at Greenfield is $4.73. Corn at Scottville is $4.64. Beans at Greenfield are $13.81. Beans at Scottville are $13.70, and wheat at Scottville is $6.79. That's all for part one of this morning's farm show. Stay tuned for part two coming up after this.
And part one of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Farm Credit Illinois and by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value. It's 6:21. Color radar shows no precipitation in the mid-Illinois listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you this morning by the M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs, and by Carlinville Truck Equipment.
There's never a convenient time to have a breakdown of your truck or trailer. That's why Carlinville Truck Equipment is dedicated to providing fast, dependable service. When you need truck or trailer repair, Carlinville Truck Equipment will do their best to get you back on the road as soon as possible. They understand that time is important to you. Plus, Norm Craze and the staff at Carlinville Truck Equipment have the knowledge and experience to do the job right. Carlinville Truck Equipment on North University in Carlinville. Call 854-6706.
Are you looking for different grain contract alternatives that can fit your marketing needs? M&M Service Company offers an assortment of grain contracts that can lock in a floor price and still allow you to participate in a market rally. We also offer competitive grain prices into our 12 area grain facilities, along with direct bids to the river houses and processors. Call M&M Service Company today at 217-854-2099 or toll free at 855-769-5117 for all your grain marketing needs.
For today, partly cloudy skies, windy and warmer, the high about 60. We will have south winds gusting to 35 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, a slight chance of showers, low temperatures in the low 40s. Tomorrow, Wednesday, clearing and cooler, high temperatures in the low 50s. Your extended forecast for Thursday through Saturday, partly cloudy, a slight chance of showers on Friday, low temperatures in the low 40s, falling to the mid-20s. High temperatures in the low 60s, falling to the upper 40s. Right now at the Weather Center, south winds at 9 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is steady. Our temperature, 32 degrees under partly cloudy skies. Part two of the Morning Farm Show is next.
It's time to repaint, clean up, replant, fix up, remodel, and replace. It's springtime, and it's WSMI's Busting Out with Spring. Take care of those spring projects by stopping by Nokomis Gift and Garden. Illinois Paving, call Cousin Bill for paving, asphalt, or oil and chipping. German Seed and Chemical in Nokomis, and Nokomis Savings Bank. Contact Tim Hain for all your financial needs. Get in the swing of spring with WSMI's Busting Out with Spring.
Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you this morning by the CHS Service Center of Louder and by Seavers Equipment of Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn. And we'll rejoin WSMI Farm Director Angela Besh next.
Seavers JCB sells the complete line of construction equipment. Seavers JCB, a division of Seavers Equipment Company, sells the full line of JCB construction equipment. JCB is the third largest maker of construction equipment in the world. Backhoes, track hoes, telehandlers, wheel loaders, forklifts, compaction equipment, and the new generation side entry skid steers, the world's safest skid steer. JCB also offers ag equipment. Contact Seavers JCB in Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, or Auburn, or go to SeaversJCB.com. And in Missouri, go to JCB of St. Louis at JCB of ST.
Do the current grain markets confuse and frustrate you? Help gain an understanding and develop a plan that works for your operation. Call Andrew or Dallas at CHS in Louder at 435-9023 to start your week with an insight and understanding of the markets that affect you. CHS, marketing your grain to all area markets and providing the world with the grains grown locally. CHS, farmer owned with global connections.
The Senate Foreign Relations Committee met last week for a hearing on the proposed Keystone XL pipeline project. Supporters say the project would create thousands of jobs, promote economic development, and lower U.S. reliance on foreign oil. But opponents say the project would increase global warming and make the U.S. more dependent on dirty fossil fuel. Although no official decisions were made, there was some heated debate. Speaking in opposition to the project, Sierra Club Executive Director Michael Brune said the pipeline would significantly exacerbate climate pollution because it would increase the development of the tar sands substantially. He cited a report from the England-based organization Carbon Trucker that showed the pipeline would enable additional production of roughly 500,000 barrels per day and trigger the emissions equivalent of building 46 new coal plants. Brune concluded that the pipeline would be all risk and no rewards, But James Jones of the Jones Group International told senators that canceling the pipeline would not mean the oil from Canadian oil sand deposits would go undeveloped. In fact, he said Canada's prime minister has promised the nation's oil sands will be developed and arrangements are being made in case the pipeline is not approved by the U.S. If the Keystone Pipeline is not approved, Jones said the result would be that the hydrocarbons would go to countries with very poor environmental records rather than to the U.S., where regulations are comprehensive, strong, and enforced. In addition, Jones pointed to five federal studies that have concluded the pipeline will have no net negative impact on the environment. Tall fescue toxicosis is something that should be on beef producers' minds as they turn their cattle out onto pasture when the weather warms up. Tall fescue toxicosis is the result of cattle ingesting fescue infected with an endophyte fungus. A University of Illinois study revealed in southern Illinois the average infection rate was 78%, with approximately 75% of the samples having an infection rate of 80% or higher, which has a greater potential of causing tall fescue toxicosis in cattle. University of Missouri Extension Forage Specialist Craig Roberts has some advice for farmers who may be worried about having too much toxic fescue in their pastures.
Spray it in the spring and you plant a smother crop and you go ahead and graze that or make hay off of that. Then you come back in the early fall or late summer and you spray that out again.
Once the old fescue has been killed, Robert says careful management of the new pasture is needed. He says it can't be mismanaged or ignored. Non-toxic fescue can boost cattle gains by half to three-quarters of a pound per day, and with record cattle prices, producers can recover the cost of replacement rapidly.
Some of our producers, depending on the price of the steers, have argued that they can get the cost recovery in 2 to 3 years. That's with cow-calf. Remember, they're only selling the calf, so it's even quicker with stockers.
Robert says managing new varieties of fescue comes down to two main points.
What we're emphasizing is establishment, and the second point is management after establishment. Because we feel like if we could show how to get it into the ground and then how to keep it year after year, we will have done our job.
That's Craig Roberts, University of Missouri Extension Forage Specialist. This past Saturday was Hamilton's hay auction. I spoke with Mike Hamilton for a review of how the auction went.
Well, Angela, we had very heavy offerings on all classes of hay, small squares, round bales, and 3x3s. Market was pretty steady except on the small squares of grass. We had a lot of that. We ended up with 281 bales small squares alfalfa from $2.70 to $6 at 600 bales of alfalfa grass at $2.80 to $5.90 per bale. Ended up with 1,400 bales of grass hay, and we had some really junky stuff at 75 cents, and we had some real good hay at $5.50. Most of the grass hay was in the price range from $3 to $3.50 a bale. Straw, we ended up with 360 bales of that, and it was from $2.50 to $3.60 per bale. In the 3x3s, we had 185 bales of alfalfa from $43 to $75 a bale. We had 57 bales of alfalfa orchard grass at $70. We had 16 bales of grass hay at $45. We ended up selling a load of prairie hay, 60 bales at $48 a bale. And we had 18 bales of 3x3 straw at $23. In the round bales, we had 28 bales of alfalfa at $30 to $42 per bale. 215 bales of grass hay from $26 to $40. We had 23 bales of clover from $18 to $21 per bale. 25 round bales of straw from $16 to $21. And we had 11 round bales of corn stalks at $24 a bale.
And do we know what we're looking at for next week at all yet?
Yeah, we've got a load of 3x3s of first crop alfalfa, would be dairy quality. We've got some round bales that came in yesterday, and I'm expecting another pretty good run Saturday. And also we have a bunch of cattle panels that we're selling. We've got a price on them. If anybody's needing any heavy-duty cattle panels, be sure and give us a call.
And if they would like to give you a call, what number do they get a hold of you at?
They can reach me anytime at 618-410-4293.
Again, that was Mike Hamilton of Hamilton's Hay Auction. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.